Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast.
Antiques Roadshow Edition, motherfuckers.
That was very, very aggressive for Antiques Roadshow.
It was.
I like this new Batman v Superman introduction of Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, it felt good.
Is that how he speaks? I thought that was more of a Bale Batman.
I mean, it's really the same thing either way.
Is it? They talk
it's just,
like that?
Wieners.
Having some wieners, huh?
Yeah.
Glad I didn't see that movie. What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. Excellent driving, by the way.
Thank you. I'm going to put on the stay in my lane button.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa's here.
I'm here.
That means Dave's going to get made fun of.
No, not that bad. I promise it wouldn't be that bad.
Why would you make that promise to him?
Because
why would you lie to him like that?
You know that she's going to, you know that it's going to get started. She's going to mob mentality and she's going to make fun of him.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Well, I mean, it could go one of two ways.
Dave is
just
also
like Dave.
Here.
Boom.
Heyo! Dave's also here, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I am. Hello, folks.
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
How you been?
Very well.
What's what holiday?
I don't know.
You have like three jobs here.
It's
Dave.
The 4th of July, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Happy 4th of July. Happy Red, White, and Blue Day.
Yes.
An easy one. I don't have to look up today.
No, that's better than Happy Pineapple Day.
Can't wait tomorrow to hear people make jokes. Do they have 4th of July in Britain? Stupid.
Yeah.
What about the 4th of July firework pictures?
Always good.
I love
always
them.
They're always dynamo.
I like to just write happy birthday fireworks on the 4th of July. I really seem like I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
It's good. It feels good in my heart.
Another thing that came from China, by the way.
Yeah.
Fireworks, yes.
Yes. They were busy building those instead of weapons. Probably not the best idea.
No.
Because they had a real rough spell when Genghis Khan and his people came through. But other than that...
Yeah.
Small piece of Chinese history on 4th of July.
I know a lot about the things that came from China in history for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe too much.
That does seem like a real niche sort of knowledge base to have.
It is. On a separate note, I also love Chinese food.
Oh, my God. It's so good. What's your go-to order?
General Chow's.
So, that one, if you get it somewhere good, is really good.
Correct. Yes. If you get something bad, it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's soggy.
Yeah.
I am...
But you go to Wohop 69 in Chinatown? In New York?
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay.
It is the best General Tso's I've ever had.
We should drive to the city and go to Halal Guys, but I was asleep before Ed picked me up, so that's a bad idea.
We were borderline sleeping, and we were only home for 10 minutes, so...
Whoa. What were you guys doing before that?
Working.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Is that, like, actual working, or
no,
is that some, like... Oh, all
right. Yeah.
I got many singles right now.
Good for you.
We're gonna
go raid a dollar menu.
Well done.
Got you. No worries.
I feel like the dollar menus have really gone to dog shit.
They really have.
Right?
The minute that they stopped being a dollar, it's like, here's $1.29 for a double cheeseburger.
That makes
me sad.
Yeah. No.
It's not a dollar menu anymore. You know what it is? A menu.
Yeah.
It's just a menu at this point.
Yep. Back in that heyday, though, that was how I survived.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I look like this.
You get nugs, you get a cheeseburger, you get a drink. You could get, for $3, plus
tax. And you could make a long-distance phone call.
What does that have to mean?
What the hell was that, Dan?
What does that mean?
What? You know, for a dollar.
Why?
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Someone out there does, I promise.
Well,
I'm not saying that they don't exist. I just didn't know... I really didn't know where you were going with that.
Here's the thing. There's somebody who's going to remember that commercial, but then there's going to be other people that are going to be like, what the hell's a long-distance phone call?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That doesn't exist anymore, Dave.
Yes, it does. They just don't refer to them as long-distance anymore.
They don't charge extra money for it.
Yeah, they just call phone calls now.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to get a beeper. I really do.
You can probably find one in your house somewhere.
My sister still has her old one. It was blue. We wanted.
Oh, man. I had a blue beeper. High fives.
I had a red one.
Nice.
My wife and I had the same one.
Aww.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't my wife at the time. She was just some girl.
All right. Just some lady.
I was going to say she was just some bitch, but...
was that part of your pickup line?
She's my wife now, and I'd get in trouble for something like that.
Yeah, you would. So I'm glad you didn't say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of. She knows. She knows what's up. So.
Did you have a beeper, Dave?
No, I did not.
That's a shame.
I was just sad little boy.
Man.
Yeah.
The land of Nokias.
Yeah.
I feel like there was no need for Dave to have a beeper.
Yeah, who would beep me, really?
Nobody was beeping you then, Dave.
That's a sad reason to have a beeper.
Remember when you had the Nokias that you could program your own ringtone?
Yeah.
You had to use the different numbers to make the different sounds?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Those are good times.
Those Nokias all still work.
Yep.
So, Lisa, welcome back.
Thanks.
How have you been?
I've been good. Just fucking tired. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not a ball of energy right now.
Yeah, no.
I don't think any of us are really a ball of energy.
I mean, we kind of are.
I'm the closest to a blob.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an oblong spheroid of energy. And Dave is Dave. Yeah, it's real.
Dave is very
real zen.
Dave is an odd shape about him. Dave kind of looks like a giant baby.
He kind of does.
Like a little pot-bellied baby, but gigantic.
His dick backs that up too.
Almost all gigantic.
Someone once called me fake skinny, and I think that describes me perfectly. I'm fake skinny.
Yeah, well, you're certainly not fat. You're certainly not a fat guy.
I'm just fake skinny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How long ago was that description?
About a year.
Yeah, okay. That adds up.
Yeah.
You remember that that dancing baby?
Yeah, from Ally McBeal. Yeah.
That's Dave.
That's Dave. Yeah.
Without the diaper. Although...
We don't know that
might
for sure.
Might not be the worst idea.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm going to regret asking this one way or another, but is there any happenings on Dave's News Corner?
Yes, absolutely, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah, the news comes from down under.
Yeah, I hope you mean Australia and not your taint.
Correct.
I was
yes.
Good.
Yes, I mean, I could give you an update.
That
would have
been
an
excellent segue if he just farted.
Yeah.
If he was like, this just in, and ripped one.
Yeah, that would be great.
The news from down under.
We'd all be dead, though.
So give it to me. What do you got?
All right, well, I know how much Jeff loves Australia and wants to live there.
Not in the least.
Correct. But this may give you some semblance of hope that you can survive.
Okay.
I am sure you fear kangaroos.
I don't think I fear them. I don't believe that they exist.
You don't believe they exist?
No, I don't believe that they exist.
Well, they certainly do.
I have a similar theory, but it's about Ohio.
That it's not really there?
Nope.
I've been there.
It's another dimension. I'm telling you, you go in there, it's a completely different world.
Yeah? Oh, that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're
that's
right.
Definitely
that's
true.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so kangaroos.
So if they're not real, then there's a car manufacturer out there that is wasting a whole lot of money about now.
Why?
Because Volvo, their collision detection system, doesn't detect kangaroos. So they had to take them off the road, like stop selling them.
Wait.
And
cars.
Rework the self-driving car thing.
There you go. There's that little bit of it.
Okay, I was going to say, what about, like, If my car doesn't recognize kangaroos either because I'm here, I recognize the kangaroo.
Yeah.
Correct. No, but like it won't.
And then I scream, "Why the hell is a kangaroo in New York?" And then I die.
Correct. I'm pretty sure this is just the media redirecting you by saying that Volvo can't detect a mythical creature.
Yeah.
Something else.
Well, apparently,
the
jumping of a kangaroo causes the car not to recognize the object there when it's in mid-flight.
Holy shit.
Mid-flight?
So, yes. Like mid-op.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the car, and I was like, that's not how cars work.
Yeah, you could have started off Dave's News Corner with flying cars if that was the case.
It really buried the lead there.
Science has not caught up to Dave's News Corner yet.
Yeah, okay. It's a shame.
Wow, so can't detect kangaroos.
That's specific.
I have to tell you, that is a dumb animal.
Yeah.
That is a dumb-ass animal.
Feels like a real fatal flaw, too, you know?
They have those weird knees that bend the wrong way.
That is weird.
They hop.
They belong in Australia.
Little pouch they can store babies and other accoutrements in.
What the hell is that? What in the hell? Marsupials in general.
It's fanny pack, man. It's the nature's own fanny pack.
Or baby urine.
Ooh, good. Yeah,
it could be. Nature's baby urine. Buren? Is that right?
Like Martin Van Buren?
Say it again.
Well, I'm not going to say it again.
Please.
Refuse.
One more.
Dave.
Buren?
Buren?
Baby Bjorn?
Bjorn.
I think it's Bjorn.
I thought it's Bjorn.
It's
there
Bjorn.
Right,
there you go. Oh, yeah. That's why they're together. They're both stupid. yes, it's Bjorn, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. What is that?
Speaking of Bjorn, what's a fjord? Is that like a harbor?
I think
is that where ships pull in?
I think it is.
Right?
I mean, I'm not a Viking, so I couldn't tell you for certain.
Oh, Jesus.
Calm down, Dave. It's a road. It's fine.
I get scared.
Don't poop your pants. But yeah, no, I think it's where you put your ship.
Nice.
It might not be. I could be totally full of shit right now. I don't know. But I sound like I'm confident, and that's 99% of my game.
You do, that is, right? Fake it till you make it is your rule.
Yep, all day.
The Lisa's rule as well, but for a whole different reason.
Hardly ever makes it, though. That's the problem.
Well, yes.
Not of what you're speaking of.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
How much did it end up costing Volvo to redo this kangaroo thing?
Well, I can tell you that. I'm sure. At some point.
Oh, okay.
Didn't they? It was that.
That was a real purred, happily moment right there.
They took all the cars off the roads. Isn't that what it was? They stopped making the self-driving cars because they kept ramming into cars.
Yeah, there's no dollar amount listed.
Do they need to stop making them, or is it just rebranding them as
kangaroo killers?
Kangaroo pest control, basically.
Yeah.
That'd be good marketing.
The Volvo XC90 Kangaroo Population Control Edition. I wonder, are kangaroos like Australia's deer?
Probably.
Is that what it seems like, right?
It's definitely a poor man's deer.
I hate them. I hate kangaroos.
I feel like it's a mutated deer.
Yeah, you ever
accidentally hit a deer with your car?
I have not. I've hit rabbits.
I once hit a deer, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning in February in Albany. It was terrible. Thing just comes running out, and I stopped, obviously, and it just looked at me like I was the biggest asshole on the planet and ran off. And I was like, "You're the one that just jumped in front of me, pal. What are you giving me shit for?"
Dude, when I was driving home from...
It's the rudest deer I've ever met.
They look like assholes.
They really
do. They look sweet until they, like, get in your way and then look at you like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
What? What are you looking at? Well, I was driving home from New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't come that close to hitting a deer, but came close enough that I imagined what it would have been like. And I was in my truck, and I was doing upwards of 85 miles an hour.
Jeez.
That deer would have turned into a pink mist all over the grill and hood of my car.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit different than when I hit it with a 93 Taurus. It was,
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the deer would have won that.
Yeah, the deer did. The deer would have done some damage.
Yeah.
I saw what the result of hitting a wild turkey is.
Well, I mean, the empty bottle, you just put it in the recycle. Man, come on.
Yes. Cirrhosis of the liver is the result he's speaking of.
I saw a car after it hit a turkey out east, and there was for lack of a better term, there's a hole in the front of the car about 2 feet in from the bumper and about 3 feet wide. So the car looked like a two-pronged fork.
What the hell kind of car was it?
What the hell kind of turkey was it?
Exactly. It was great. I saw the turkey feathers and everything still in there.
That was the turkey from Thanksgiving.
Probably.
100%.
Yeah.
That's how that went down. Great movie, by the way. If anyone's looking for a terrible movie to watch at Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. Okay. Good. Primo.
Is that a Thanksgiving horror movie?
It is.
What the hell superhero movie is it where he's in the street and the car goes to hit him and he basically like lowers his shoulder and fucking wrecks the front of the car? Is that every superhero movie? I feel like a bunch of them have done it.
That is in a bunch of things. But I think you're thinking of Hitch. Not Hitch.
Hitch.
Same actor.
Let me tell you what I'm definitely not thinking of.
No, you are actually.
I'm definitely not thinking of
the Will Smith is the movie?
Yeah, the Will Smith
the number one romantic comedy of all time. Featuring Will Smith and Kevin James.
Yes.
Hitch.
Yeah, it's that movie, I'm telling you right now.
Yep. He did fall from a car though. So Hitch, I guess you can give him that.
You're thinking of Hancock.
Yeah. Starts with an H, has Will Smith in it. I mean, really, come on.
Yeah, it's pretty close. You're right.
Yeah.
Very close.
Incidentally, Hitch is one of those movies that every single time it's on TV, I will watch the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Every time. Don't know why. It's the only thing, actually not true, because I also liked Grown Ups, but it's the only thing besides Grown Ups that I can stand Kevin James in.
Yeah, he's not exactly easy to love.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
Is he Mall Cop?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is in. And in Mall Cop 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the sequel we were all clamoring for.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Hold off on that Incredibles 2. Let's get Paul Blart Mall Cop to go with our Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo in Europe, or whatever the hell the second one
Deuce
was.
Deuce Bigelow.
Heyo!
European gigolo. That was the second one.
Yeah.
Both of those movies were atrocious.
Well, so is Rob Schneider, so it works out.
Loved him, by the way, in Grown Ups.
You keep coming back to Grown Ups like I'm going to.
Yeah. Like, I think he's trying to sell you on it.
Yeah, you're really pushing it, and I gotta be honest with you. It's not working.
Let me tell you, there's one part in Grown Ups that I love.
When it's over?
No, I actually like that movie.
All right.
He also likes Avatar, so.
I do like Avatar.
Listen,
Wait a second, though. You compare the two like Avatar's not the number one highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah, it's not.
It's number what, two?
Two.
What's number one now?
Titanic, I think, still.
Twice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Titanic.
I think it may have flip-flopped, but Titanic came back out for like another 18 weeks and made $1 billion.
They did that?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's cheating.
Yeah.
I saw, you know those posts that they sometimes put on, they'll put up online about stupid things that happened on Facebook, stupid comments, shit like that.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, what is the name of the boat in Titanic? That's beyond.
The correct answer is stupid. Irving. Irving is the name of the boat in Titanic.
Oh, yeah, that's Charles Titanic.
So anyone see pictures of Chris Christie on the beach?
Oh, my God, yes.
The beach that he closed?
Yeah. Let's get you started.
Let's get you started.
As the person from New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
Fucking piece of shit. Smiling in his fucking bathing suit. My favorite line of the whole thing was, he was on the beach at like 12, got into his fucking helicopter, went to some press conference nonsense, And the reporter's like, oh, did you get any sun today? He's like, no. And then the pictures are released, and his fucking PR people are like, oh, well, he didn't lie. He was wearing a baseball hat. He didn't get any sun. It's like, seriously? Go fuck yourself. Oh, awful, nasty fucking slut.
Tell me what you really feel.
So what you're saying is...
Him in New Jersey are really? A match made in heaven.
Get me out. Get me out of Jersey, please.
Yeah, you should leave Jersey. It sucks.
I'm working on it. Baby steps.
Baby Dave.
There's a natural regression that you didn't make.
No, there was. I was thinking about it, but the last time I made that joke, you told me she wanted to punch me in the face, and now she's actually here.
Yes.
And I'm driving, and I thought, you know what, being punched in the back of the head,
was that,
not a great
that
idea.
When you said that I was pregnant?
That's why. Yes. That's actually why I went to Baby Dave. That's why I went to Baby Dave, because I was going to Dave's there. Baby Daddy Dave. Yeah. And I said, that's not a good idea.
Good call. Good call. I was listening to that shit at work, and I'm like, those motherfuckers. Those motherfuckers.
What made you the maddest about that?
I don't know.
The fact that you thought that she'd allow me to do that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
We discussed
this.
Was
it you think that, you know, he could actually produce a child? That's
wow! I'm going to be nice to him this episode, I swear. Yeah.
My prophecy's coming true.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Ganging up on Dave.
That was my one. I'm done.
Hey, by the way, Avatar is the highest grossing, according to Wikipedia.
I
say that so
true.
That this way,
always
when
correct.
It ends up being wrong,
yeah,
we know who to blame.
Always blame Wikipedia, man.
It really does. It says that it is the highest, and then when adjusted for inflation, it's second.
That's probably where I'm thinking.
Gone with the Wind.
No, really?
Yes.
I love Gone with the Wind, but, you know.
Never seen it.
Really?
Neither have I.
That is, like, 18 hours worth of movie.
Yeah.
Is it? It's that long?
It's not really that long.
It feels like it's that long.
No, I actually really like that movie, so it doesn't really feel like it's that long, but there is an intermission.
I have it on 2 tapes.
Yep, I got that, too.
I remember my mom had Titanic on 2 tapes.
Oh, yeah.
I had you remember the movie Sleepers?
Yes.
Oops.
It's kind of like a group of boys in a boy's home, and it kind of follows the Count of Monte Cristo plot a little bit.
Yeah.
I had that on 2 DVDs.
Wow.
You know how many times I watched it?
0 times.
1/2.
Oh.
1/2 a time.
That's good.
I've since seen it in its entirety. But I got halfway through the movie and told me to switch to DVDs. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Should just watch the first DVD again. I'm like, it's close enough.
Yeah, it got
runtime wise, I got through it.
You know what movie I never unwrapped? Still in the cellophane.
Crazy Nights, the Adam Sandler animated Hanukkah movie.
Love that movie, by the way.
I'm talking about me. I just found that movie in my house somewhere. I don't know when I bought it, why I have it. No idea.
I feel like Jeff might be upset with me that I never seen this movie and it's still wrapped in cellophane. But the movie 300.
300. The Spartan movie?
Yeah.
Never.
I bought it and never watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how I feel about it now.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that movie now, because that movie was very cool until everybody thought that they were, like, Spartans.
I am Sparta.
You know? Everybody thought that, and I was like, oh, this movie sucks now.
Yep.
Okay. So now I don't regret it. Makes me feel good about my $30 Blu-ray purchase.
It's one of those movies like the Boondock Saints where you might have thought it was awesome and then you go back and watch it and you're like, oh, this movie's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not an awesome movie at all. I love when people think that they're like real cinemaphiles and they're like, I think the greatest movie ever made is Boondock Saints. I'm like, what? I love Adam Sandler movies and I know that the Boondock Saints is not a good movie.
Yeah. I watched it once with somebody who's like a real, got a real boner for Boondock Saints, and was afraid I was going to get punched in the face. Just like when I said Lisa was pregnant, yeah. Dave's child.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, this movie is not as good as you think it is.
What would you do if Lisa said tonight that she was pregnant with Dave's child?
Probably drive us off the road in shock.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with, you ever see the Toonces the Driving Cats sketch on SNL?
Nope.
All right, well, it's a cat that's driving and then drives off a cliff and the car explodes. That would be us.
Don't do
that.
Can you not kill us tonight, please?
That
would be excellent.
At least try.
Yeah, oh, I'm doing all I can. All
right.
Things are going pretty well for me right now. I don't want to die.
And I like
everyone on the right side of the car.
I feel like...
And Dave's just going to be behind me, so it's, you know, he's... And I like my car.
I feel like that's the most positive I've ever heard you be, is you saying, I don't want to die.
Yeah. I'm an optimist, deep down. Yeah.
That is the most glasses half full statement you've ever made. I don't want to die.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. You're leaving that window open just in case.
You gotta have a little wiggle room. But yeah, no, it's all good.
No baby, by the way.
Good.
No baby. Good.
Is Dave pregnant with your baby?
Well, I mean...
I haven't taken a test, I can tell you that.
That's what we can do tonight. We'll get you a stick to pee on.
Oh, man, it's too bad we start recording way after the dollar store closes, because nothing says positive birth... testing experience like a dollar store pregnancy test.
True. Yeah.
I bet you if Dave did that, it would say that he's pregnant. A dollar store fucking pregnancy test.
I'd be happy
test.
To try.
You should do that. You should get a bunch of them and see if you can get one to come up positive.
Hey, I would fund that. I would give you like $5 that month.
Wow.
That's five tests.
That is.
No, that's amazing.
You ever go to the dollar store and something costs more than a dollar? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time, actually.
Aggravating.
Yeah, I feel like it's blatantly just against, you know, the social contract.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
But
not
this is
one
two,
bit.
This is $2.99. Well, then it don't fucking belong here.
It's all like Five Below. They give themselves a little wiggle room.
That's what I was thinking about. What about Five Below? What's the story there? I've never been to one.
It's everything's $5 or under.
Is it like a shithole kind of store?
It ain't so bad. I've gotten a couple of solid stupid things there.
Is it like one of those places like Marshall's where it sells soda that like expires in a week type of thing?
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully it expires within a week.
They have this awesome candy aisle though. At least the one by me, it's like two giant aisles long. Of just bulk candy.
That's pretty good.
The diabetes section.
Better than stale Twizzlers.
That's true.
Is anybody here a Red Vines person?
No.
I'm actually a neither. I don't really like Twizzlers or Red Vines.
I've never had Red Vines.
They're okay. They're Twizzlers are better.
What's the difference between a Twizzler and a Red Vine, Lisa?
It tastes different.
Thank you for that word picture. Hashtag good
content. What I understand, a Red Vine, isn't it just, it's cherry, but the regular Twizzlers are strawberry flavored.
Oh shit, I think I'm Red Vines. Hey, can we find somewhere that has Red Vines, you think?
Is it that one?
Yeah, I'm sure like the 7-Eleven has it.
You think so?
We'll find out when we go to the 7-Eleven that's across the street from my old office building.
Sweet.
There you go.
Okay.
Twizzlers and Red Balls for the win.
Can we talk about porn for a second?
We can talk about porn
for a second,
Dave.
We'll give you more than that for porn.
We may only need it for a second, but we can talk about it for much longer.
Did you guys see this thing that Pornhub is doing?
Are you talking about...
Do you mean putting out porn? Yes.
Well aware. It's not exactly a new revelation,
right.
I guess.
No, what are they doing?
Did you hear about this?
Are you talking about the wine bottle opener that syncs with the videos?
Essentially.
Please explain this to me.
Yeah, there will be a new category on the website
that
contains videos that can be synced to a toy.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a toy for guys or for girls?
It is for guys.
Yeah. A wine bottle opener?
It looks like a wine bottle opener. It's horrifying.
I
didn't
want to put a corkscrew in my...
Yeah.
my ding-a-ling.
Yeah. Well, that's the special duck version.
Oh, okay.
It looks like you're putting R2-D2 on your crotch, and it does all the work for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I would trust that.
No. That sounds like the thing that they used to sell that, like, shakes your fat to make you have a six-pack. It sounds kind of like that, right?
I don't know if I trust that. What if a kangaroo hops by and this thing rips my dick off? I'm not trying to have that happen.
No. I don't know if they is.
Yeah. Did they say anything about when that's going to be launching? I mean, just for, you know, scientific purposes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Did they say where you can buy it and how much it costs for science? All right, so this R2-D2 jerk offer or whatever it's called syncs with videos on Pornhub?
Yes. Yeah. There's like a specific, I guess it's like the high-end Pornhub, if you will, because there's like a specific like offshoot site that is doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, pun intended.
Pornhub Select.
Yeah. It's the people that decide
Pornhub Choice.
Yeah. It's not TV. It's Pornhub. Ooh, speaking of.
Yeah.
HBO. Yeah. Pornhub.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what comes back in a couple of weeks that I don't think either of you guys watch?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't care.
Lisa.
A lot of people out there care.
Nope.
No, you don't watch?
No. No.
Wow.
No. It's too much of a commitment at this point. Yes.
It's 60 hours.
That's
not so bad. I could do that before it comes back.
You've gone away with Dave for a weekend, and you're telling me that you think that 60 hours of Game of Thrones is a waste of time?
Yes, and that's what that's saying about that.
That's
wow. That is. I have heard no more greater com. Nope. Forget that sentence. Nope. I'm out.
We're done. He's concentrating on driving. Yeah. You have to forgive him.
He's really just.
You know what, Dave? I feel like you'd like Game of Thrones, by the way.
I probably would. It takes a lot for me to buy into a show. And by buy in, I mean give it even one shot.
I think you would. I think you'd like it. It's a good show.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Give me the three main selling points.
Boobies.
There are a lot of titties.
Boobies.
There's a lot of titties, by the way.
And I don't know if you know this, Dave. Boobies. It was spelled differently each time I said that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You liked Breaking Bad, right?
Loved it.
Okay. You like what did you like about Breaking Bad?
I like just the way they told the story.
Okay. You'll like that about this as well. I am not comparing this to Breaking Bad. It's obviously very different.
Yeah.
But the storytelling is outstanding. There are some extremely, like, badass characters.
Yeah, which that in the show. Also.
And lots of boobs.
Okay.
Oodles and oodles of boobles.
Boobs is a pretty good selling point.
It's one of those shows where you're like, ah, oh, they would never do this. They fucking did it, you know?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's also one of those shows where, like, you see somebody and, like, damn, I would love to see what she looks like naked. Chances are you do. It's really good.
All right. Maybe I will give it a try in the next 3 to 5 years.
I think if you give the first 3 episodes, dedicate yourself. I was told I'd be hooked after the first episode, and I was.
Okay.
I will not make that guarantee to you.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, it took 4 episodes before I was hooked.
Let me tell you, the pace of this is much faster than Breaking Bad, in my opinion.
Okay.
It is. I've seen 1 episode, and it was a little more of a rush.
He made the mistake of watching that with his mom, I believe, in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that was not... That, don't that do makes, that,
that
folks.
That makes for very uncomfortable moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Many,
noted.
Many uncomfortable moments.
Should I watch it with my dog, or is that...
Honestly, I still feel weird about it if I did that, too. Huh? Hey, guys, let's go get some Red Vines.
Let's do it. All right. So, Red Vines taste like absolute shit.
They do.
What is that? Why are they popular?
Garbage people?
I guess
that what it is? Like, people that have no sense of how things should taste?
Yeah, they were awful. First of all, they are hard. They're
like
chewy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's difficult to bite off.
It's true.
I don't know if it was just those Red Vines or if it's all Red Vines.
Were they cheaper?
I don't know.
Than Twizzlers?
You got more in a pack.
Yeah, you got more in a pack because you have to throw half the pack out. They taste like dog shit.
Well, after I was chewing it for a while, it kind of tasted medicinal. But then I realized this is more likely to kill me than save me from an illness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ain't saving you from mumps.
Not at all.
Not even remotely.
Not at all.
If anything, it might actually give you mumps. Based on how it tastes.
I feel like Red Vines are giving me polio.
Pretty sure you get gout from Red Vines.
We don't talk about that.
No. It's just rude, Dave.
Sorry. Oh, it is delicious, though, that I just got at the gas station?
What?
Muddy Buddies.
Yes, Muddy Buddies are delicious. So are Twizzlers, nibs, and small batch beef jerky.
Regular Twizzlers are pretty awesome, too.
They are. Regular Twizzlers are a classic, but... But we're a news podcast, Lisa. We're trying to tell people things they don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about Red Vines, the oldest fucking candidate in the entire world.
Now, here's the thing.
Red Vines are not a big New York thing.
No, it's not. You may not know this being from the far-off land of New Jersey. But, I just said where you were from.
That can
cause the tone.
Yeah, that is usually what gets me in trouble. Yeah.
Now that Atlantic City sucks, New Jersey is not worth anything.
What was that?
I said... Now that Atlantic City sucks, New Jersey is really not worth anything.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that.
You gotta get out of there.
It's worth two things. One, it is where she lives, and that makes it worthwhile.
Two thumbs up for that.
And two, there's a Roy Rogers.
And we got pork roll.
All right, listen. Can we just stick with the two that are actual positives here?
Have you ever had pork roll?
No, but it sounds weird.
How is it weird? It's a pork product.
It sounds like...
It's crispy, salty happiness.
Okay, first of all, that was my nickname in high school.
Exactly. It's true.
You should love it.
Secondly...
Mine was pork roll.
Nice. Here's the thing. For me, it feels like when you're talking about that, it's like when Canadian people talk about bacon, and what they mean is ham. I feel like that's the sort of vibe you're bringing into my car.
Okay. Can we make a little deal here?
We can.
Okay. So you can hate on pork roll all you want, but you have to try it first.
That's fine. I'll try
it. I will buy you the yummiest, greasiest, happiness sandwich in the entire world that will cure any hangover you ever have.
What the fuck is pork roll?
I don't know, but it's fucking delicious.
That's always reassuring.
I would get in trouble, and she would rescind all
movie privileges.
Pleasures,
yeah,
for a very long time, if I were to give my honest description of it.
Yeah. No.
Oh, so
you haven't had it properly, though.
How does one have pork roll properly?
Well, for newbies that have not grown up with it.
Okay.
You have it at 1 a.m. at a diner, and it's a pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwich on some awesome, yummy Kaiser roll nonsense.
Wait, is pork roll a meat?
Yeah.
I hope so. No, it's a vegetable. Product. It's weird. It's real bizarre.
Man, I don't know.
It's made of cauliflower. We don't understand it.
I'm gonna give it the nicest description I know. It's the nicest description I know.
And it's not going to be correct in any way.
I know. It's a mix between Canadian bacon and bologna.
Yuck.
That's the way I see it.
I gotta be honest with you.
That's the nicest thing I can say about it.
I just nearly threw up in my mouth. That's horrifying.
Yeah. I am going to buy you a Boss Hog, and you're going to love it.
I listen. I will eat.
Boss Hog?
Yeah, there's some fucking hash browns on it. Does that have something to do with Bruce
Springsteen? Fuck you. No, first of all, that would be, isn't that Dukes of Hazzard?
Boss Hog?
Yeah.
Is Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. In the car. Just sitting here. I'll still eat it. I'll still try it. But I want to let you know right now that I will probably like it because it's pork. Yeah. So who cares?
Yeah, I can't see how you personally wouldn't like it. It's delicious.
Just do yourself a favor. Don't go in expecting bacon.
It's not bacon. It's not even trying to be bacon.
Dave, the only time I expect bacon is when I say bacon.
Correct.
Well, at least which is why Canada is a house of lies.
Sure. No, but at least that's one thing it got right. Like, it doesn't claim to be anything other than what it is.
A roll. What the fuck do they call it Canadian bacon?
That's stupid.
I don't know. It's why not just call it stupid ham?
Stupid ham.
Why not just call it ham?
No, because it's stupid ham. You know why? Primarily because they call it bacon.
But I'm saying,
bunch of lying.
It'd be great if they didn't call it bacon.
It would.
Yeah, yeah, I could get behind it if it wasn't bacon.
Yeah, it'd be ham.
Yeah.
Breakfast ham.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why not call it breakfast ham?
I'm on board.
Canada,
with...
fix yourself. Message from America.
Yeah, I don't think we can really tell anybody else to fix themselves right now. Yeah, you take your charming, lovely prime minister and your dumb bacon and fix yourself.
Yeah.
I tell you what. If you're ever really, really feeling down about the world.
Think about Canadian bacon.
Put on Fox News.
Oh, God.
Because if you watch Fox News, it seems like this is the greatest time in human history. Fox News is wildly positive about the situation in this world where you're like, oh man, things are great. Like, don't think. Forget everything that you know.
Yeah. Ignore facts and science.
Just watch Fox News and see how great everybody on Fox News thinks the world is right now.
All right, so here's the thing. When I go to dinner at my friend's house, they are both very Fox News friendly people.
Okay.
And I have watched Fox News recently, and I gotta tell you, every time I see Tucker Carlson's face, I want to take a baseball bat to something. I'm not sure what exactly, but my God, that guy is so happy about everything that's going on, but he's just such a smug piece of shit about it.
But you see, you're bringing too much into it. You can't bring knowledge into it.
Yeah.
That's not even bringing
knowledge.
This is
not a place for facts. It's Fox News.
That's true.
Fox News is honestly happier than the Disney Channel right now.
Sophia the First has gotten real dark.
Yeah. Since she started taking pictures on Instagram with her butt hanging out all the time. I remember the first time my friend pointed out to me who that was. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to watch this show with my daughter now?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not like, I don't know. I've got nothing to add to that other than good work, America.